New research claims to show that the blood of young mice, while not extending life, may improve the quality of life in old mice. Three studies found positive effects with young blood. Two isolated a protein called GDF11. And in fact, one Stanford neuroscientist says he will start a human trial on people with Alzheimer's this year. But there are so many ethical and other questions, but let's hear from biologist Amy Wagers with the Harvard Stem Cell Institute. Their research was published yesterday in the online journal Science. Dr. Wagers, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
And Dr. Wagers, we want to say right away, your research ultimately used a synthetic form of GDF11. You're not talking about some sort of Frankenstein future where we're hooking young people up to older people to transfuse them.
But No, not at all.
But talk about how your research initially started. This is uncomfortable for some people who reject the idea of animals being used in research, but you co-joined a younger mouse to an older mouse. Initially, you started by having them share blood?
Yes. This is a technique called parabiosis, and it allows for the tissues of one mouse to be exposed to blood factors that would otherwise only be present in the young mouse. Mm-hmm. So we take an old mouse, we join it to a young mouse, and this allows us to test for substances that are in the blood that might affect the ability of an old animal to maintain its tissues or to regenerate them. And there's really no other way to look for such factors.
So you co-join the old and the young mouse, and so they're sharing the blood, and you find what happens.
So very remarkably, in a number of different organs, we see beneficial effects of this exposure to young blood. The muscle is able to recover more quickly from injury. There's increased birth of new neurons in the brain. That an old mouse whose heart has enlarged now has a reversal of that enlargement. And all of these changes are really beneficial for the health of the older animal.
And conversely, the younger animal who's also getting the blood from the older mouse deteriorates.
That has been seen in some studies, not in all tissues. It's really a very interesting aspect of this. So other groups have seen a deterioration of muscle repair function in younger partners and a deterioration of the birth of new neurons in the brain. But we've done some studies in the spinal cord that suggest that the young partner does not become worse. And similarly in the heart, there doesn't seem to be any enlargement of the heart in the young partner.
But definitely the benefits flow the other way, literally.
Exactly.
In the blood. And then you and others have isolated this GDF11 and were able to just inject the protein into the older mouse. What did you find then?
Right. So GDF11 is a protein that's present at high levels in young animals, and it declines with age so that old animals have low levels of this protein. So by injecting a laboratory-generated form of GDF11 into old animals, we could boost the levels of GDF11 in their blood to a level that was more like when they were young. It could reverse cardiac enlargement of the heart. It could restore muscle repair function, allow the mice to exercise longer, increase the birth of new neurons in the brain, and allow them to smell better. And translation of this to humans who are suffering from degeneration of the muscle system of the heart, of the brain, is a very important aspect of the work. And we're working hard now to understand more how this pathway is regulated so that we can design trials that are the very best at targeting this protein. We need to know why GDF11 declines in the first place.
So instead of using, as you said, synthetic GDF11, you might be able to find out why the body's losing it in the first place and encourage it to create it.
Right. And that has the potential advantage of really being closer to the normal mode of action of the protein.
Dr. Amy Wagers, biologist at the Harvard Stem Cell Institute, their research into the benefit of younger blood for older mice was published online Sunday in the journal Science. Dr. Wagers, thanks so much.
Thank you.